love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca. Vancouver's cultural landscape is changing. On May 21st, join the Chinese-Canadian Historical Society of British Columbia on a free walking tour and explore Vancouver's cultural landscape in relation to the past, present, and future. The tour will meet at 11 a.m. at the Chinese Cultural Center on 50 East Pender Street. Presented by the Chinese-Canadian Historical Society of BC in celebration of Asian Heritage Month.
Good morning. You are tuned in to... Oh, I had to breathe for a second. Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. My heart is still beating so fast. I just ran so fast. My name is Eleanor, and I have a freaking special guest in the studio.
Hello.
What's up? What's your name?
My name is Erica.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Eleanor just ran really fast for me.
You are the previous co-host of the show.
Previous co-host, yeah.
Fresh.
At one time, I was.
Down fresh from...
Fresh from Korea, South Korea.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
yesterday, just got here.
You only missed one song.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I hustled, so here I am.
Yeah. What time is it in Korea?
I don't know.
17 it's hours
probably
ahead.
17 hours ahead, so, or 16. So, math.
Okay, well.
Maybe midnight?
Maybe midnight? How does time work? I'm not sure. The song that I opened with is called May, and it's by Maggie France, and she is a artist from Montreal. That is off of a EP titled Maggie France, which came out in September of last year. Maggie France is the project of Emma Mae Austin. She writes all the music and produces this stuff, and then she also has a drummer, Evan Yushchenko. Yeah, I played her a couple weeks ago, but I really have been listening to this a lot, so I decided to play it again. Also, it's May 2nd. It's May. What?
It's gonna be May. Yeah, it's May. It's 2:10. It's 2:10 a.m. in Seoul, so...
The next
Excuse
hour
me
is
for whatever I say.
Really fascinating for everyone, I'm sure. Okay, cool. Well, we got lots of great FemCon lined up for the next hour, so don't touch that dial. Up next, we're going to hear, we're going to start things like kind of mellow, and then it's going to get a little bit louder as the day goes on or the hour goes on. So, you know.
Brace yourself.
Exactly. I was going to say hold on to your butts, but I don't know if
you could do that too.
You could do that.
Do whatever you got to do.
Okay. This song is called Six. I know Roman numerals, and it's by Clara Engel, who is a Toronto-based musician.
Thank you. You can love me, you can hate me, but don't try to recognize me. I'm not saintly and I'm sorry, but I try.
That was the track Softy by Sylvia Rath off of her album Saint Catherine. Sylvia Rath is a Vancouver-based musician. It's a solo project of a woman named Chris. I can't remember her last name right now, but really, really kind of lo-fi. Cool stuff. And before that, we heard a song called Six by Clara Engel off of the album Your Halo is a Swarm of Bees. Claire Engel is a Toronto-based musician, and you're listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM.
You sure are.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the truth.
That's the truth. My name is Eleanor.
My name is Erica.
And we once upon a time co-hosted this show, and now I'm all by my lonesome.
Yeah, I ditched Eleanor.
I cry every time.
For the big, bright world.
Of which?
Well, I mean, I moved out of Vancouver a year ago, which is kind of crazy.
It is pretty wild that you left a year ago.
I know, and I went tree planting, and then I went back to my hometown, and then I lived in Seoul, South Korea, and then I came back for a little bit, and now I'm leaving again. But yeah.
What were you doing in Seoul? I mean, I know, but for our listeners.
Oh, I was teaching English to Korean children.
You learned a lot of things.
I learned a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, children are interesting. They're the same all over the world as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I won't bore you with the details, but life-changing. Let's just say that for now.
Any hot music tips from Korea?
K-pop is all that matters. Western music is boring and not interesting, and it's not in Korean, so not of much interest. However, you know, a few big hits get played a lot. Maroon 5 is probably the biggest Western band that they care about. But for the most part, you hear K-pop every single place that you go. A lot of Korean ballads, they're really like the really sad epics.
Whoa.
Like musical type stuff.
Cool.
And then also the poppy K-pop, as you can imagine.
Right.
Hence the name.
Yeah. We got some K-pop shows on CITR.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah. I know a few bands now. They have some Korean rap, which is actually pretty cool.
Nice.
So I've got some new music to add to my library. However, I find the music to be terribly annoying. But, you know, I'm back now, so I don't have to listen to it ever again if I don't want to.
Fair enough. True yes. enough. Here on this show, we play 100% FemCon, 100%. And FemCon is music that is created by women, because we think it's really important to elevate the voices and artwork of women based on the history of the world that we live in.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
I also conceived of the idea somewhat, you know, of course I think it's a great idea.
Biased. It's okay. We're both biased. We both think that this is important. Mm-hmm. Okay, going to continue on here and play a new track from Auric Hogan, a Vancouver-based musician. This is off of a forthcoming album called Crickets, which will be out in October, I suppose. This song is called The Light.
Up the words into pencil. living in a dream. Get you on, then I lay low like the tide, then be a funny eye. I've been living in extremes, and everything that means. When I got
we'll be right back.
What's up?
Hello.
We're back. Femme Concept on the beat. That was Find Me Easily by Khalil Dessin. How's my French? Terrible?
Nice.
That is a band from Montreal, Quebec, off of a forthcoming self-titled album that will be out June 2nd. And that is being put out by Fixture Records, Montreal-based record and tape label. Yeah. Great stuff. Before that, it was a song from Feist off of her new album, Pleasure. I don't know what that noise is or where it's coming from, but it's like a little bit alarming. Is it in the studio? Anyways, it's really distracting. Sounds like there's like maybe going to be an earthquake.
No, it doesn't sound like an earthquake.
Anyways.
There's too nice of a beat going.
The Feist song was called Get Not High, Get Not Low off of her new album, Pleasure. That's her first album in like 4 years or something, and I really, really like it.
Yeah, I only heard what you played yesterday, but it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great stuff. Cool to see someone come back after a while, even if they are, you know, she's a bigger artist, but I can still get down with it.
Yeah, Shania Twain's releasing an album soon.
I saw that. And you know who also just released a new album? Nelly Furtado.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Eh.
No.
Nothing will beat Promiscuous.
Come on, nothing will beat Turn Off the Light.
That first album, fire. She's from Victoria.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome.
Anyways, at the top of the set, it was Ora Kogan with the track Crickets with the track The Light off of her forthcoming album, Crickets. Yeah, cool. We've got about half an hour of the show left. How's it feel being back, Erica?
It's good. Vancouver is really beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, just easy on the eyes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's sunny today, and I know everyone's been saying it's been pretty brutal, but it's so fresh. You don't realize how fresh it is to live in Canada and how other places that I was visiting are pretty dirty, pretty packed, do their like waste disposal very differently, there's just so many people that there's not that extra space to kind of keep things clean, and I don't know, it just feels very tight and compact, and when now back in Canada, it feels very open and free and relaxed, so mm-hmm. It feels really different. It's a really pleasant adjustment so far. Mm-hmm. I'm actually happy as a clam. I'm ecstatic. But yeah, it's really good. So, and it's easy when you know the language, because then you can just, no confusions, just straight up, you know? So I appreciate those things right now.
Wonderful. Yeah, it is really, it's really fresh outside.
Yeah.
Everything is green. One benefit to the rain.
Yeah. You think like, oh, pollution's not that bad. And then you're like, wait, I can't breathe though. And then you're like, oh, that's way worse. So mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Up next, we're going to play some Carla Sagan. But first, a word from our sponsors.
May 6th, you are invited to the Vancouver Ikebana Spring Show from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Come experience an afternoon filled with the beauty and artistry of Ikebana, the Japanese art of flower arranging. This show will feature displays from 4 Ikebana schools and live demonstrations at 1:30 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. at the Alan Emmott Center, 6650 South Oaks Crescent, Burnaby. For more information, email kuniy@telus.net.
Join in on Wednesday, April 26th for a dynamic and engaging evening about language revitalization from the leader of the Squamish Language Immersion Program at SFU. After its first year, the program celebrates 15 new language speakers, with another 15 on the way as a new cohort begins in September of 2017. Come hear about the development and implementation of curriculum, classroom strategies, and results of this groundbreaking program. This event is free to the public and will take place at SFU Woodwards from 7 to 9 p.m.
I'm not afraid to die.
picturing the past, never now instead. We could make something beautiful. It won't change the world, but surely make us world. And that's the best thing we could do. It only takes me and you. There's no better way to spend this precious day. I heard someone say, life is just a ride. It's just a ride. You make a one, so let's go right ahead. I ain't big in public games, won't find me in a rave, I get lost in a phrase. The revolution starts right here. If you listen, you will hear me breathing in your ear. Love is spreadable and it feels incredible, so come near. There's no better way to spend this precious day.
Drive. Ooh, you're so fine. short-term goals when the weather falls. Huh. When I hit a million, I'ma still buy fake gold. You seen stranger things, the will of me won't let go. I was born on 2-1, so 11's all I know. 101, I got a team to run. I'm blessed, so I'm only patriot of the flag. Got a paper plane fold. A circle with Jamla written in script like on scrolls. It's been a while, we've been bubbling underground like Mo. She got a goal to be married by 25 or 24. Want him to figure it out, but if you ask her, she don't know. Long as he got the money, money, that's all he need to show. Got a goal to be happy, but got 99 toes. You gon' hurt your back carrying them bags like that, that's a quote. Some chicks around my way go to church mode. But she ain't make it, she party hardy hard the night before, huh? Goals, 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 goals. Know a chick in Atlanta, want a body like Tiana. Joined a gym, but only went 3 or 4 times the whole summer. Everybody got goals, but they all got different numbers. Got a mama and her goals to grow up and then not become her. Know a chick got a goal to grow her hair down to her stomach, but she bleached it last Sunday and she cut it just Monday. Know a bride at the job that got a goal to be a boss, yo. She late every day, though, and she always taking off. Got goals to stack money, but she can't, she love the shop, Goals, 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 I ain't never taking off. Goals, 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 we ain't never taking off. Goals, 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 they ain't never taking off.
Let's talk about some goals. Let's talk about some goals. You got millionaire goals, self-esteem goals, relationship goals. Let's talk about some goals. Making short-term goals when the weather falls. Politicking, handling business, adding some O's. Got a goal to pull up in something that make them go,
oh,
she got a goal to cover Ebony. In her world, that's better and more prestigious than being on Vogue. And maybe Rolling Stone, secondly. I know some girls that just wanna be chose. I know some fly girls, smart girls, and some hoes. I know some fly men, smart guys, and some hoes. Like Bruh up the street that only rock the retros. He got a goal to get drafted into the NBA. Y'all got goals to all graduate with an MBA. You wanna move out your mama crib. Yesterday, to make it home safe is a goal. Cause around her place, they be shooting, shooting. She got a goal to sleep in late, play shooting, shooting. Kids don't never sleep in late. She got a goal to have a Michael or Prince estate. Her girls all got goals, they hope to marry some ball players. And you just wanna be debt free. And he just want a job but got a criminal history. Your whole life you've been Michael-like with your goals. You and Steph Curry both chasing victory. She got a goal to live rent-free. She said, I'ma pimp the system like it's been pimping me. Talking about some goals.
I was angry for you. Very angry.
Eric?
We lived in a...
That was a Erica pick.
An Erica pick. That song was called Hashtag Goals by Rhapsody. She's an American rapper. I don't actually know exactly where she's from, but she does a really great Tiny Desk performance, and she's got a great little album. She kind of was talking about how her influences were more MC Light and like the kind of that type of hip-hop era, and she kind of, in her little Tiny Desk, she kind of talked about how women in hip-hop are often very sexualized and how she wanted to do something different. So her album's very, like, reminds me of, like, MC Light and, like, Missy Elliott and, like, that kind of vibe as opposed to, like...
90s hip-hop.
The other
80s,
TLC, 90s. Maybe, I guess I would say, in opposition, or, like, Beyonce or something. Like, hers is just...
TLC was, like, similar to MC Light.
Yeah, I guess so. Time. Like, the sound, but in terms of the, like, image... She's just like a normal, she's like in her 30s and like just, I think she has a kid kind of vibes and she just, yeah, she spits.
Cool.
And then before that was Love and Music.
Oh no, it was Ari Lennox.
Oh, Ari Lennox, Night Moves. Mm-hmm. Another great artist. She has some kind of rappy stuff too on the rest of that album.
Faux.
Called Faux, which I think is an acronym for something probably. I don't think it's for the soup. And then before that was Love and Music by Buttering Trio, which is a what is it called when there's three people?
A trio.
from, I wanted to say Threesome because their album is called Threesome, and then I was like, wait, that's kind of inappropriate, but also that's the title of their album. Yeah, that's why I asked.
Buttering Trio. What's it called when three people are in a group?
Well, they're always called threesome. Okay, so anyways, Buttering Trio, and they're a trio, obviously, and their album's called Threesome, and this song is called Love and Music, and they're from Tel Aviv.
And, did you find them?
Probably on the old Spotify machine. And that song I used to jam to a lot in Korea, so I quite enjoy all of them, actually. So, yeah, that was my little contribution.
Sweet. Great. Well, we've reached the end here of Femme Concept. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Thanks for coming, Erica.
Of course. Wow. Wouldn't miss it for the world. Well, I may have missed it, but...
I can't believe you woke up in time. I'm really happy.
Yeah, I hustled my buns.
Yeah.
Can't miss the radio.
I know you really wanted to take the 25 bus this morning.
It was fine. It was a beautiful sight. There was just so much sun and trees and green grass, and it was beautiful. It was a great ride.
That is not how you used to feel about that bus when you
lived because
here.
I used to be in university, and now I am out of university, and I'm a happy person.
Don't go to school. It's a trap.
No.
Okay. We are going to end with a track by Charlotte Day Wilson, a Toronto-based musician with an absolutely unique and irreplicable voice.
I don't know what that word you're using there.
Not.
Incomparable?
No, but like.
Irreparable?
No.
That means can't be repaired.
Like, not replicatable.
Oh. I don't think irreplicatable is a word.
Okay, I'm just gonna play this song.
We're gonna play this song. You be the judge.
This is called Where Do You Go? Everybody, I hope everyone has a wonderful Tuesday and rest of your week.
Same.
Thought that you had my back, but
but you're not coming. You got me here, but you can't stay. There's nothing missing but you when you run away, babe. And I'm asking what you just can't say. Thought that you had my back, but you're not coming.